Western travelers in the Near East were a relatively rare phenomenon in the 17th, less so in the 18th century. It was really Napoleon's invasion of Egypt in 1798 that reperked interest in the Near East, especially since Napoleon's small army literally slaughtered the Mamluk horsemen armed with spears and medieval armor in the Battle of the Pyramids. And that was repeatedly depicted by later French painters in great detail. Napoleon's expedition also discovered the Rosetta Stone, which led to the decipherment of Egyptian hieroglyphics, further stimulating curiosity about the Near East. Chardin's travel account of Persia is not only rare, but it is also lengthy. He chose to record a lot of detail, which is bad for the casual reader, but great for the historian. As you read the book, it is important that you consider the issue of authorship. That means who wrote the book and why did he write it, and the accompanying preconceptions that this author brought to his task. Your assignment for this week focuses on your reading of Sir John Chardin. Please remember that you're reading his lengthy travelogue as a historian and not as a literary critic, and it does get pretty boring at places. You might want to skim through a lot of places. The essay question is, citing specific evidence from travels in Persia, did these excerpts from Chardin provide any useful information about Persian society? For example, what? You are searching his account for evidence that reveals Persian, political, economic, religious, social, etc. Your choice depends on your collection of evidence, practices, and attitudes. You are not necessarily going to be writing about Chardin's personal jewelry transactions, although you might be if that fits your thesis. Please focus your paper on the assigned question, include an introduction, use paragraphs, each of which deals with a specific point of your introductory thesis, review the style rules for history papers in the course, and include short pieces of quoted evidence from the document to support your analysis.